Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring the incredible history of Braga in Portugal, a city that's been around for, what, 2,000 years?
Pretty much, yeah, two millennia. Think about that. Layers upon layers of history.
And that's what we're diving into. We want to see how these different historical periods, particularly the Roman roots and the big Baroque flourishing, how they shaped the city you see today.
Exactly. We're looking at how Bracara Augusta became the Braga of today, focusing on those really strong Roman foundations and that very visible Baroque overlay.
Okay, let's start at the beginning then. Bracara Augusta, founded under Emperor Augustus. That name alone tells you it was important from the start, right?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't just some small outpost. It was a proper Roman civitas, a major administrative and military hub for the region.
And can you still, like, see traces of that Roman city?
You absolutely can if you know where to look. There are archaeological remains, of course, but even the layout of some streets still hints at the original Roman grid plan. It's subtle, but it's there.
Wow. So the roads we walk on might follow ancient paths. And a key part of any Roman city was the Forum, wasn't it?
Definitely. The absolute heart of the city. It wasn't just for markets. It was, you know, the center for public administration, religious life, civic gatherings. Everything important happened there.
And have they found where Braga's Forum was?
They have. And what's really fascinating is that they found evidence of the main Roman roads, the Cardo Maximus running north-south, and the De Humanis Maximus east-west beneath the current main roads.
So they basically set the main axis of the city way back then.
Exactly. The core structure laid down 2,000 years ago still influences the city's shape. It's quite something.
That's incredible. And thinking about Roman public life, the baths, the thermas, they were huge too, weren't they?
Oh yeah, essential. And not just for getting clean. They were massive social centers, places to relax, exercise, meet people, conduct business, you know, the works.
Sort of like a community center and health club rolled into one.
Kind of, yeah. And the scale in Braga seems impressive. The sources suggest they might have stretched over a really large area. Populo Street, the Biscayos Gardens area, Largo de Soto.
A whole district almost.
Possibly. There's even talk of maybe a public charity building connected to the complex. It shows how important public well-being and communal life were in Roman urban planning.
Really paints a picture. So if someone visiting Braga today wants to see this Roman past, where should they go?
Well, the first stop has to be the De Diogo de Sousa Archaeological Museum. It's packed with finds from Roman Braga, pottery, mosaics, inscriptions. It really brings Bracara Augusta to life.
Right, the museum. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are there spots in the city itself, like markers or ruins?
Yeah, definitely. There's the Memorial to Braga Augusta, which specifically marks the city's foundation by Augustus, a clear link.
Okay.
And then there's something called the Wall of the Public Outlier of Insulated Conservation. Bit of a mouthful.
Huh, yeah. What is?
Basically, it shows you the outline using carved stones of Roman apartment blocks, the insulae. So you get a feel for the residential side of the city.
Ah, so not just grand public buildings, but where people actually lived.
Exactly. And there are smaller clues, too, like a specific type of Roman brick found at the base of a later school building.
Showing how building techniques carried on.
Precisely. Or how later builders reuse materials. It's these little details. And some street names, like St. Paul's Street, probably follow Roman routes. Even the site of Santiago Church might have Roman origins. It's all layered.
Fascinating. What about the Fonte do Idolo, the idol fountain? That sounds really interesting.
It is. It's a very significant Roman religious site, a natural rock spring sanctuary dedicated to a local, probably pre-Roman deity, maybe someone called Tungunabiago.
A local god. So the Romans didn't just impose their own.
No, there was often a blend. Syncretism, they incorporated local beliefs. The fountain has this amazing inscription and carvings. It gives us real insight into the religious landscape of the time.
A mix of cultures. And you mentioned the Forum earlier. Have they found walls or boundaries for that?
Yes. Parts of the Forum Roman wall have been found, specifically the northwest and southwest corners, so we can map out that central space better.
Okay.
And speaking of public spaces, we can't forget the Roman theater, the Teatro Romano.
Right. Entertainment was big for the Romans.
Yeah.
Was it a large theater?
Seems like it. Based on the remains, it was a substantial structure. It would have seated a lot of people for plays, spectacles, that kind of thing. Shows the cultural side of Roman urban life.
And I read something about an impluvium found in a basement.
Yeah, that's a great detail. An impluvium is that shallow basin in the central courtyard, the atrium of a Roman house. It collected rainwater from an opening in the roof.
Oh, right. For water collection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Finding one in the basement of a building on Rua dos Capelistas gives you this really intimate glimpse into Roman domestic life. Practical design.
It really connects you to how people live day to day. So Roman Braga was clearly this well-planned, thriving city with public spaces, religious sites, entertainment, homes.
Absolutely. A structured, organized, important Roman center. The whole package.
Now, the sources we looked at, they seem a bit quieter on the centuries between the Romans and the Baroque period. Is that right?
That's a fair point. Yeah, the information, at least in these specific documents, is less dense for that intermediate period, the Visigothic era, the early medieval times.
So, like, a gap in the story.
Not necessarily a complete gap in Braga's history, but maybe less architectural evidence highlighted in these sources, or perhaps periods of less grand-scale construction compared to the Roman and Baroque eras. But key places definitely continued. The cathedral, the Se Primiciel, is the prime example. Its origins are much older, and it obviously remained hugely important right through.
Okay, so the city kept evolving, even if we don't have as many details here about, say, the 8th or 10th century buildings.
Precisely. It wasn't static. And we do see hints of Christian structures emerging, like the Chapel of the Signor of the Stone mentioned. This shows the shift towards a Christian landscape, paving the way for what came later.
Which brings us neatly to the Baroque period. This seems to be another era where Braga really expressed itself architecturally.
Oh, massively. The Baroque era, roughly 17th and early 18th century, fundamentally reshaped the visual character of Braga. It was all about grandeur, drama, ornamentation, a very theatrical style.
And the cathedral, the Se, comes up again here. It wasn't just left as it was.
Not at all. While its core is much older, it got significant Baroque makeovers. You see it in the towers, parts of the facade, and especially inside, lots of ornate decoration, gilded wood carvings, that sort of thing. It's a living building showing layers of history.
A real mix of styles.
Yeah.
And the Iglesia de S. Vicente, that's mentioned as a key Baroque example.
Yes, S. Vicente is often highlighted as a very representative piece of Baroque church architecture. You'd expect to see typical features like a highly decorated facade, maybe twisted columns, dramatic use of light and shadow inside, designed to inspire awe.
And it wasn't just churches, was it? The Palacio de Rayo, a civic building.
Exactly. The Palacio de Rayo is a fantastic example of Baroque secular architecture. Very grand, elaborate facade, shows the wealth and status of the time, but applied to a palace rather than a church. And the Casa dos Crivos is mentioned too, likely another example from that period, maybe showing how Baroque style influenced residential buildings as well.
Okay, and the Arco da Porta Nova, the Newgate Arch. That one's interesting because it seems to span the eras. Roman origins, but also Baroque prominence.
Yeah, that's a great example of continuity and change. It probably started as a Roman gate, maybe quite plain and functional. Then, during the Baroque period, it was likely rebuilt or heavily embellished in the fashionable style of the time.
So it kept its function as a gate, but got a style update.
Pretty much. It becomes this monumental entrance reflecting Baroque taste, built upon Roman foundations. It physically links the different eras.
And Largo do Paso, that public square we talked about from Roman times, still important in the Baroque era.
Absolutely. Central squares like that remain vital. In the Baroque period, it would have been surrounded by buildings reflecting that architectural style. Imagine the grand facades facing onto the square. It would have been the stage for public life, framed by this impressive Baroque architecture. The map we have, the Baroque itinerary, really shows a concentration of these significant buildings in the city center.
Right, the visual confirms the descriptions.
Yeah. While you have to be careful reading too much into just a map, the density of Baroque sites marked in the core of the city definitely reinforces its importance during that period.
So looking back at everything, Braga isn't just a Roman city or a Baroque city. It's both and more. The sites tell a story of continuous evolution.
Exactly that. It's a layered city, each era built on what came before, sometimes reusing, sometimes transforming. Sites like the cathedral or the Arco da Porta Nova really embody that. You can almost peel back the layers just by looking at them. It's this dynamic history that makes Braga so fascinating.
So to wrap up our deep dive today, Braga presents this amazing blend, doesn't it? You have the deep roots of Roman Braccara Augusta providing the foundation, and then this really vibrant, visually powerful Baroque legacy layered on top.
That sums it up perfectly. Walking through Braga today, you're literally walking across Roman foundations, often surrounded by the splendor of Baroque architecture, past and, well, slightly less distant past, coexisting.
It really makes you think. Knowing that the Roman city plan is physically underneath the Baroque facades, how does that change how you might experience walking through Braga? Knowing that unseen layer is there, and maybe more broadly, what hidden histories lie beneath the streets of our own cities?
That's a great question to leave with. It reminds us that history isn't just in museums or monuments. It's often right under our feet, shaping our present in ways we don't always realize.
Definitely something to ponder. If you, our listener, want to dig even deeper into Braga's rich history, we absolutely recommend checking out the sources we used. You can find links and more information on the Braga City Council website.
They offer a much richer picture than we could cover in our time here.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the layers of Braga.